American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2401C. Hello, how are you today? Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2401C. You'll need a pen or pencil also. Look at Figure 1. Have you found it? Today we are reviewing how to ask and answer questions. In Figure 1, you see 7 groups of 3 phrases or sentences each. I will ask you a question, and you select the phrase or sentence which best answers my question. Okay? We'll do number 1 together. Ready? Okay. Listen carefully and then circle A, B, or C. Question number 1. How do all languages differ? Did you circle A, B, or C? Listen to the question again. I said, how do all languages differ? The best answer is, of course, C. They differ in structure or word order. You should have circled the letter C. Understand? Now we'll do the rest of the questions. Listen very, very closely. Here we go. Question number 2. Where do you eat? Question number 3. Who came with you? Question number 4. Were you heading west? Question number 5. When will you start? Question number 6. Have you learned anything so far? Question number 7. Why is it necessary to practice? Are you finished? You should be. Let's check and see how many you got correct. Make sure to put an X next to the ones that are wrong. Okay, we already did the first one, so look at number 2. The correct answer for number 2 is B, in the mess hall. The question was, where do you eat? The answer, you eat in the mess hall. That's where. For number 3, the answer is C, the teacher did. The question that I asked you was, who came with you? Of course, you should answer, the teacher did. The teacher came with me. In number 4, the best answer is C. If someone asks you, were you heading west? You would answer, no, I think it was east, if you had been going from west to east. For question number 5, the correct answer is A. I asked, when will you start? And you should have answered letter A, in a couple of weeks. The next one is number 6, and the correct answer is B. Yes, I've learned many new words. My question was, have you learned anything so far? Again, the answer is B, yes. In number 7, the last one, the question was, why is it necessary to practice? And the correct answer is A, because the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Well, how did you do? Did you get them all correct? It wasn't too difficult an exercise, was it? At the bottom of Figure 1, write down the number you got correct. Let's move on to another exercise. Look at the Figure 2. Again, you see 7 groups of sentences. This time, though, notice that all of them are questions, not answers. This exercise is going to be similar to the last one, but a little more difficult. This time you will select the question A, B, or C that goes with it. Again, I will help you with number one. Listen. Number one. We'll be here about 7 weeks. Look at number one in figure two. Which one is the correct question for the answer you just heard? Did you choose B? Well, that's the correct question. I'll read B and then you listen to the answer again. The question B is, how long will you be here? And the answer is, we'll be here about 7 weeks. Now we'll do the rest of the answers. Listen very carefully. I'm going to read each answer 2 times, and then you circle the correct question A, B, or C. Here goes. Number two. His neighbor was a chaplain. His neighbor was a chaplain. Number three. Over the mountainous region. Over the mountainous region. Number four. He arrived 3 weeks ago. He arrived 3 weeks ago. Number five. Because it's cooler there. Because it's cooler there. Number six. No, it's more difficult. No, it's more difficult. Number seven. That sentence looks like a puzzle to me. That sentence looks like a puzzle to me. Finished? Now listen to the correct questions and mark the ones you got wrong. We said number one was B. For number two, the correct question is A. What was his neighbor? Again, the answer. His neighbor was a chaplain. In number three, you should have chosen question A. Where were the currents? The answer was over the mountainous region. The correct question for number four is C. When did Bill come? Listen to the answer again. He arrived 3 weeks ago. For number five, the question you should have circled is C again. Why does he like the mountains? The answer to question C is because it's cooler there. In number six, the question is again C. It's easier to think in a different pattern, isn't it? The answer you heard on the tape was, no, it's more difficult. And the correct question for number seven, the last one, is B. How does it look to you? The answer is, that sentence looks like a puzzle to me. Did you get most of them correct? I think this exercise was more difficult than the first one. So if you did better in figure two, that's really good. Now write the number you got correct at the bottom of figure two. Next, look at figure three. Today we're going to do something considerably different from what we normally do in the lab. Americans often talk very fast, and if you don't know how to listen, you cannot understand what they are saying. So today we are going to practice listening to some of the things that Americans say quickly, and then you will try to say them quickly yourselves. At the top of Figure 3, you see a group of phrases and sentences marked 2, T-O. I want you to listen carefully and then repeat exactly what I say. Ready? Listen and repeat, first slowly and then quickly. Want to. They want to come. Wanna. They wanna come. Going to. I'm going to go. Gonna. I'm gonna go. Ought to. I ought to go. Oughta. I oughta go. Got to. We've got to help. Gotta. We've gotta help. Gotta. We gotta help. Okay? Now let's try the same thing with the group of phrases and sentences marked U. Y-O-U. Ready? Listen and repeat. Again slowly at first, and then more quickly the second time. Did you? Did you hear me? Did ya? Did ya hear me? Won't you? Won't you go? Won't ya? Won't ya go? Don't you? Don't you eat? Don't ya? Don't ya eat? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you sleep? Shouldn't ya? Shouldn't ya sleep? Aren't you? Aren't you helping? Aren't ya? Aren't ya helping? What are you? What are you doing? Whatcha? Whatcha doing? How are you doing? Now let's try the group of phrases and sentences marked he, him, her, and them. Again, listen and repeat. Will he? Will he go? Will he? Will he go? Told him. I told him. Told him. I told him. Asked her. We asked her. Asked her. We asked her. Helped them. You helped them. Helped them. You helped them. You sound very much like an American when you talk fast. Now let's do the last group of phrases and sentences in Figure 3. They are marked have. H-A-V-E. Ready? Here we go. Listen and repeat. Must have. He must have come. Must have. He must have come. Musta. He must have come. Should have. I should have gone. Should have. I should have gone. Shoulda. I shoulda gone. Could have. They could have helped. Could have. They could have helped. Coulda. They coulda helped. Might have. She might have slept. Might have. She might have slept. Mida. She might have slept. Would have. We would have eaten if you had wanted. We'd have. We'd have eaten if you'd wanted. We'da. We'da eaten if you'd wanted. Excellent. Now let's see if you can hear the difference between some of these phrases. Look at figure 4 in the support material. Here you see 7 groups of 2 sentences each, A and B. You will hear a sentence on the tape and you should circle A or B, the one that you hear. Let's try number 1. Listen and circle A or B. Number 1. They won't let you go. Which one did you circle, A or B? The correct one is A. Listen again. I said, they won't let you go. Okay, let's do the rest of them. Remember, listen very carefully and then circle A or B. Number 2. Did you eat him? Number 3. He missed a train there. Number 4. I could have dressed. Number 5. You gotta come down. Number 6. He had a market. Number 7. They gotta know how it's done there. Finished? Let's see how you did. Put an X next to any wrong answer. We already did number 1. For number 2, the correct answer is A. Look at A as I say it fast. Did you eat them? Did you eat them? In number 3, the correct answer is B. I'll say it fast again. He missed a train there. The correct answer for number 4 is A. I said, I could have dressed. I could have dressed. I did not say, I cut a dress. In number 5, you should have circled B. That was what I said. Listen again to B. You gotta come down. You've got to come down. I did not say A. You oughta calm down. You ought to calm down. For number 6, the correct answer is also B. I said he had a market. I did not say he'd a marked it. He would have marked it. That's A. The correct answer for the last one, number 7, is A. They've got to know how it's done there. They've got to know how it's done there. You probably did pretty good on that exercise, didn't you? Okay, now, write the number you got correct at the bottom of figure 4. Now look at figure 5. You see 5 groups of 2 sentences each. You will hear a sentence on the tape. You should circle A or B on your paper, the sentence which means the same thing as the sentence you hear. Do you understand? We'll do number 1 together. Here it is. Listen and circle A or B. Number 1. If he has lunch at noon, I'll go. What did you circle? Was it A? Well, A is the correct answer. I said, if he has lunch at noon, I'll go. That means the same as sentence A on your paper. I'll go if he has lunch at noon. Okay? Now let's continue. See if you can get them all correct. Ready? Number 2. The ride was bumpy because there were air currents. Number 3. When the dinner was over, we left. Number 4. I'll put it where you can see it. Number 5. After I finished, I studied. Okay, now listen to the correct answers. We already did number 1 together. The correct answer to number 2 is B. I said, the ride was bumpy because there were air currents. It means the same as sentence B. In number 3, you should have circled A. My sentence was, when the dinner was over, we left. For number 4, the correct answer is B. I said exactly that. I said, I'll put it where you can see it. And the correct answer for number 5, the last one, is also B. Listen to the sentence again. After I finished, I studied. That exercise was almost the same as one in your book, so you should have gotten most of them correct. Now write the number correct at the bottom of figure 5. We don't have much time left, so we'll have to hurry. I want you to listen carefully to this story. Here it is. The airplane was heading west over the Rocky Mountains. The ride was very bumpy because of the upward air currents. One of the passengers sitting near a chaplain seemed tense and nervous. He had been smiling, but now he looked very serious. The chaplain thought it was his duty to calm the passenger, so he told him to relax. The passenger was very worried, however. He said he felt terribly frightened, but the plane soon landed and the passenger could relax again. Now look at figure 6. Here you see 7 sentences with a T or an F in front of each sentence. I'm going to read the story again, sentence by sentence. When I stop, you should circle T if the sentence in figure 6 is true, and F if it is false, not true. Okay, listen again. The airplane was heading west over the Rocky Mountains. Stop. Now circle T or F in number 1. Listen. The ride was very bumpy because of the upward air currents. Stop. Do sentence number 2. Listen. One of the passengers sitting near a chaplain seemed tense and nervous. Stop. Do number 3. Listen. He had been smiling, but now he looked very serious. Stop. Do number four. Listen. The chaplain thought it was his duty to calm the passenger, so he told him to relax. Stop. Do number five. Listen. The passenger was very worried, however. He said he felt terribly frightened. Stop. Do number six. Listen. But the plane soon landed, and the passenger could relax again. Stop. Do number seven. You should have finished. Now turn the page to figure seven. Here is the story that you just heard, and at the bottom of the page are the correct answers. Check your answers now and write the number correct at the bottom of figure seven. Then when you finish, go ahead to the evaluation exercise for this unit. If you have any questions, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Well, I'll be talking to you again. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2401C.